Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 31, 1919 America, New York, Sony's bungee jump won't scare Microsoft. The PlayStation maker picks up another strong developer, but the deal doesn't bring a lot of owned IP. January 31, 1916 America, New York, Wordle, New York Times buys popular word game. The New York Times says it bought the game from its creator for a price in the low seven figures. January 31, 1900 America, New York, Bitcoin set to rebound on improved sentiment, but bear flag warrants caution. BTC, USD fell for a third month in January, but improving market sentiment may offer a rallying point for bulls to go on the offense. Today's RBA policy decision is likely to play into broader mark. January 31, 1859 America, New York, is this the summer that travel gets back to normal? Travel bosses predict a bounce back for business this summer, but challenges to recruit enough staff remain. January 31, 1857 America, New York, how people may get help to pay high energy bills. With higher bills set to climb even higher, what are the government's options for softening the blow? January 31, 1803 America, New York, Tesco to shut down its Jack's discount stores. The UK's largest retailer will close down 7 of its 13 Jack's discount stores, affecting 130 jobs. January 31, 1800 America, New York, USD, JPY rate reverses ahead of January high with NFP report on tap. USD, JPY may face a larger pullback ahead of the U.S. non-farm payrolls, NFP, report as it appears to have reversed course ahead of the January high, 116.32. January 31, 1736 America, New York, Fed officials make it clear, this time is different. Central bankers on Monday emphasized that conditions are better than they were the last time they backed off their efforts to prop up the U.S. economy. Esther George, the president and chief executive of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. January 31, 1727 America, New York, Dolce & Gabbana to stop using fur in its designs. The Milan-based fashion house said it is dropping fur as of this year, and instead will use eco-fur in its products. January 31, 1718 America, New York, Rachel Maddow is taking a hiatus at MSNBC. The anchor is expected to be off for several weeks, leaving MSNBC with a hole in the coveted 9 p.m. weeknight time slot. Rachel Maddow's new contract with MSNBC, signed last year, allows for her to focus on a variety of efforts beyond her nightly show. January 31, 1706 America, New York, Sony to buy Bungie, creator of Destiny and Halo games, for $3.6 billion. The deal follows two other major acquisitions in the game market by Microsoft and Take-Two Interactive. Sony Interactive Entertainment said Bungie, whose most popular game now is Destiny 2, would operate independently. January 31, 1637 America, New York, first FT, COVID lockdown rules ensnare Hong Kong and UK officials. Plus, an offshoot of the Omicron variant is even more infectious, and U.S. plans sanctions against Putin's inner circle. January 31, 1631 America, New York, The New York Times buys Wordle. The word game, released in October, has millions of daily users. Wordle was created by a software engineer in Brooklyn, who invented it for his partner. January 31, 1630 America, New York, NASDAQ 100 leads rally as equity markets close out tumultuous January. The NASDAQ 100 rallied over 3% on Monday to close out a turbulent first trading month of 2022. January 31, 1615 America, New York, Apollo buys minority stake in Dune producer Legendary Entertainment. The private equity firm's $760 million investment is the latest in a series of deals struck by Hollywood companies cashing in on the growing demand for streaming content. January 31, 1518 America, New York, Sony to buy Halo creator Bungie in $3.6 billion deal. Sony Interactive Entertainment's agreement to purchase the studio behind the Halo and Destiny franchises follows Microsoft's move to acquire Activision Blizzard. January 31, 1500 America New York, Australian dollar forecast, AUD, USD outlook hinges on RBA rate decision. The Reserve Bank of Australia, RBA, interest rate decision may fuel the recent rebound in AUD, USD if the central bank adjusts the forward guidance for monetary policy. January 31, 1436 America New York, what a disconnect from SWIFT would mean for Russia. A Belgian financial messaging service is once again at the center of an international sanctions fight. Members of the Ukrainian army at a training site in Volnovakha, Ukraine. January 31, 1433 America New York, how businesses in Texas and Florida wrestle with state's vaccine backlash. With the Biden administration's attempt to impose a national standard blocked, companies must navigate a thicket of local rules as they try to return employees to the workplace. In Texas, restaurants are not allowed to ask customers for proof that they have received the coronavirus vaccine. January 31, 1426 America New York, Novavax applies for FDA authorization of its COVID vaccine. The protein-based shot, already authorized in some parts of the world, has faced long delays, and it is not clear what role it will play in the United States. Novavax's vaccine uses a more conventional approach than the vaccines that were more swiftly developed and authorized. January 31, 1404 America New York, Spotify's Joe Rogan problem isn't going away. The controversy is different, in many ways, from the other conflicts between online stars and the companies that give them a platform. Spotify has faced calls to take action against Joe Rogan after the popular podcast host was accused of promoting COVID-19 misinformation on his show. January 31, 1357 America New York, maker of Hubble contact lenses to pay $3.5 million in FTC settlement. Industry professionals told The Times in 2019 that Hubble switched people out of their prescribed lens brands and into Hubble's lenses, which could be harmful to customers. Hubble marketed itself heavily through social media and sought to mimic the success of other direct-to-consumer companies like Harry's and Dollar Shave Club. January 31, 1350 America New York, crow markets in everything the labor supply boosting culture that is Sweden. The crows turn in their collected cigarette butts for food. Over in the Swedish city of Södertälje, about 30 kilometers southwest of Stockholm, a pilot program is being explored which will enlist crows to clean up discarded cigarette butts.